You are listening to God in Our Midst, The Tabernacle and Our Relationship with God, by Daniel R. Hyde, published by Ligonier Ministries. This book is read by Brian Conover. Dedication. To the pastors of the Presbyterian Church of Brazil and Reformed Churches of Brazil. The heart of the matter is this: preach one Christ, by Christ, to the praise of Christ. William Perkins, The Art of Prophesying. Foreword by Dr. David P. Murray, Professor of Old Testament and Practical Theology, Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary, Grand Rapids, Michigan, January 2012. Like me, you probably have been disappointed by many books on the Old Testament. The covers look great, the titles sound enticing, and the blurbs appear exciting. But one chapter in, and you begin to flag. They are so boring, so academic, so impractical, and so suitable for your large pile of read one chapter books. So, how can you improve your chances of selecting a book on the Old Testament that will bless your life? Let me tell you six things I look for when I'm choosing books on the Old Testament for my own spiritual edification. First, I want a reverent and diligent handling of the text of Scripture. For too long, the Old Testament text has been treated with less respect than a daily newspaper. It has been attacked, lampooned, and neglected, not just by those outside the church, but by many within it. So I want to be sure that the author views the Old Testament as the inspired Word of God, and then works hard to mine the maximum meaning out of each precious word. Second, I expect any interpretation to start with the original context and park there for a while. Many books and sermons seem to regard the Old Testament as something hot off the presses and addressed directly to 21st century culture. They fail to consider the original message to the original audience thousands of years ago and thousands of miles away. If you want to get on the wrong track immediately and lead others astray, that's a surefire way of doing it. Third, while accounting for the slow, progressive unfolding of God's truth over many years, the book should portray that truth as having one clear and constant message. At times, some writers imply that God started with Plan A, and when that didn't work, he tried Plan B, then C, then D, and so on. In other words, instead of seeing God's message of a gracious salvation for sinners through the Messiah as one seed that gradually grows from root to shoot, to stem, to flower, to fruit, they imply that God was forever starting over, planting, then uprooting, replanting, then uprooting, over and over again. Fourth, I look for a book that follows Jesus and his disciples' example in using the New Testament to interpret the Old. I know of one Old Testament professor who refuses to allow any New Testament verse ever to be mentioned in his classes. That's kind of like studying with the lights off. Of course, we should not read into the Old Testament what was known only to those in the New, but as Christ and his apostles make clear, there was a lot more knowledge of the gospel in Old Testament times than is usually thought. That brings me to my fifth requirement. The book must connect Old Testament believers with the New Testament church by demonstrating that both Old and New Testament saints were united in being saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. Was Old Testament faith as clear or strong? Did Old Testament believers see Christ as we see him? Were Old Testament believers in possession of as much of the Holy Spirit as we possess? No, no, and no again. However, they did have saving faith. It was in the Messiah alone, and without the internal work of the Holy Spirit regenerating, sanctifying, and preserving them, they had no hope. Finally, the book must apply the truth to the modern church. Too many Old Testament books are addressed only to the head. They stop far short of connecting the truth to people's hearts and lives. Worship, communion, obedience, and service are almost swear words to some writers. Well, you're probably thinking by now, there aren't many Old Testament books like that today, are there? You're right, I'm afraid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?